Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for the last day in July 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 72 days of no new confirmed cases of COVID-19, but infections are increasing in Northern England. There'll still be a boat in the morning in 2023 and it'll be a new one from Korea. The effects of the pandemic are filtering through to Manx business. Domestic abuse will soon be a specific criminal offence on the island. And at long last, it's time to increase energy efficiency.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, the steam packet signed a contract for a new purpose-built vessel with shipbuilders in South Korea. Directors of the island's state-owned ferry company reached the agreement with Hyundai Mipo Dockyard earlier today. The new vessel's intended as a replacement for the Ben McCree, with work due to begin midway through next year. It's expected to enter service by spring 2023. The island remains coronavirus-free as today marks 72 days straight without a new case. There have been 8,222 concluded tests. 17 people are awaiting results. Douglas Central MHK Anne Corlett hopes new legislation on domestic abuse will make it easier for victims to come forward. Currently, a bill's passed through both branches of Tynwald and must now get royal assent. It'll make domestic abuse a specific criminal offence here. Further afield, businesses including bowling alleys and casinos gearing up to welcome customers back in England tomorrow will now have to wait another 2 weeks. The country's chief medical officer, Professor Chris Whitty, says the limit of what can be reopened is getting close while keeping people safe. The Prime Minister there says they can't take any risks. Scotland's advised against travelling to virus hotspots in Northern England, where the rules are even stricter. In places like Bradford, Leicester and Blackburn, vulnerable people will still have to shield, but that restriction's being lifted across the rest of England tomorrow. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Dolan, from the Ronald Tway Met Office and the pen of Andy Roberts. No warnings out at sea for the next 24 hours, but on the Isle of Man tonight, dry and cloudy with a light to moderate southerly breeze. Coastal mist is likely to drift in later, down to 15 degrees through the night. The Matrix signs are showing fog on the mountain. If you're driving, take the appropriate precautions for Jasan, Saturday, dry with sunny spells, a light to moderate westerly breeze. High temperatures 18 tomorrow, patchy rain during Saturday evening and through the night down to 12 degrees. And Sunday, Jaduni, dry with sunny intervals, a moderate to fresh westerly breeze. We're up to 18 degrees on Sunday. Sunset 18 minutes past 9 tonight, tides on the way back in. High water is at 7 minutes past 10 tonight, low water 29 minutes past 4. Sunrise at 28 minutes to 6 tomorrow morning and Saturday morning's high water, 28 minutes past 10.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
Yeah, there will be a new boat in the morning as of spring 2023 after the steam packets announce it's agreed a deal to replace the Ben McCree. Hyundai's Mipo Dockyard in South Korea is going to start work on the purpose-built vessel later on this year, expected to enter service by spring 2023. Tim Glover spoke to Ewan Gorn, who's been looking at the new boat.
The steam packet has had a successful trip to South Korea, having struck a deal for a new vessel. Directors signed off on a contract at lunchtime today with shipbuilders Hyundai Mipo Dockyard. Steam packet boss Mark Woodward, who wasn't there in person, I should say, says he's delighted it was agreed following lengthy discussions. It comes during the company's 190th anniversary year and a transitional time for the steam packet, with investment in the new vessel and a new ferry terminal in Liverpool. The company was purchased by government for £124 million in 2018.
What do we know about the new vessel so far?
Although the exact design design specifications haven't been finalized yet. We've seen some computer-generated images, which look much like the vessels in the current fleet. Mr. Woodward says it'll be a bit bigger than the Ben, with more space for passengers, and it'll be easier to maneuver in bad weather. He's also promised high-level onboard facilities, enhanced freight capability, and that it'll be more environmentally efficient. The steam packet hasn't revealed yet how much it's going to cost, but it's likely to cost millions. For reference, the Ben McCree, which was built in 1998, cost £24 million. Now, we must say the public were asked in a survey what they wanted from a new vessel. The answer was more tables in seating areas, more cabins, more room to accommodate pets, wheelchair access and lifts. And interestingly, in Mr. Woodward's comments, he says about the consultation, it'll be taken into account where possible.
How soon before it's in action?
Well, work is going to start midway through 2021 on the new vessel, which is expected to be ready for service by spring 2023. The Ben McCree will be kept as a backup vessel for passenger and freight links and to help with capacity during the island's motorcycling events.
And a lot of comments on our Facebook post. Why Hyundai Mipo Dockyard?
It's one of the world's major shipbuilders based in Ulsan, a city which is billed as the industrial powerhouse of South Korea with the largest shipyard, which is run by Hyundai Mipo Dockyard. HMD, as it is shortened, were the successful bidder following a steam packet tender process. Representatives from the ferry company visited the shipyard over the last week to see where the new boat will be built. They also looked at some of the vessels which have just been completed there and have spoken to Hyundai executives about technical and commercial issues.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Good evening, it's 23 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. This is Update. The subject of an increase in infection rates of COVID-19 in England came up at the Isle of Man government's media briefing yesterday. Last night, around 4 million people in the north of England were put under new lockdown restrictions. And today, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has postponed easing measures due to come in tomorrow for at least 2 weeks. The details with Tim Glover.
People in Greater Manchester, East Lancashire, in parts of West Yorkshire can't have people from another household in their home or garden, and they can't mix with other households in a pub or restaurant. Some lockdown restrictions were due to be eased tomorrow across all of England. Not now. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it's time to squeeze the brake pedal.
Casinos, bowling alleys, skating rinks and the remaining close contact services must remain closed. Indoor performances will not resume. Pilots of larger crowds in sports venues and conference centres will not take place. And wedding receptions of up to 30 people will not be permitted. But ceremonies, of course, can continue to take place in line with COVID secure guidelines. We will also extend the requirement to wear a face covering to other indoor settings where you're likely to come into contact with people you do not normally meet, such as museums, galleries, cinemas and places of worship.
At the press briefing yesterday, I asked Health Minister David Ashford and Chief Minister Howard Quayle about the increase of cases in Europe and England. Is there a level they have in mind where we might have to go back to a full border closure?
I would like to reassure the public we are constantly monitoring infection rates in the United Kingdom and further afield. And if our medics and our public health give us the advice that maybe it's time to sadly go back a phase, then we will. But obviously it'll be different to how we first reacted in March. We've got a lot more information and data now, and we will be able to make those changes based on the experiences that we have, so they won't be maybe as draconian as we had to introduce in the early days when we were still finding our way. I don't know, David, if you want to expand on that.
Yeah, so if you look at the UK data, Tim, and if you go back to where you mentioned at the start of June, for instance, the following day after you mentioned, I think it was the 2nd of July, 3rd of July, 521. 5th of July, 518, then 8th of July, 632. But what matters is not the daily figures, and I think I said this about the Isle of Man when we were doing the briefings, it's the 7-day rolling average that we actually are taking. And if you look at the 7-day rolling average through the United Kingdom over the last month and a half, it's pretty much stayed the same.
The number of new cases in the UK yesterday was 846.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
No sign of the Ben McCree. She left Heysham at 2:15, but then I can't see anything out of the window. It's foggy. is due in at 5.45 at the moment, heading out at 7.45 for Heysham. Next departure of Mananan will be the 7.30 Fastcraft service tomorrow to Liverpool, arriving there at 10:15 and back at 11.15, leaving at 11.15, arriving here 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Of course, Mananan's doing a Friday to Monday Fastcraft service to Liverpool. The Ben McCree heads to Heysham twice a day except Sunday. Imagine life without the Ben McCree in 2023.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Making domestic abuse a specific criminal offence, soon to become law in the Isle of Man. Currently, a bill has passed through both branches of Tynwald and must now get royal assent. Rhiann Evans spoke to the Douglas Central MHK and caller.
It's very much a hidden thing, so I think there's a misconception that it doesn't really happen. Data and information from the UK also tells us that what is being reported is probably only the tip of the iceberg. It's a very hidden thing. People feel ashamed about admitting it. And the fact that there is no legislation to support it, I think, has prevented many people from reporting it in the first place.
When I was speaking to Space for Action, they think it's, you know, obviously brilliant progress, but they still think a few things are missing on the bill. They specifically mentioned strangulation, but not in not as a sexual mm-hmm. offence, and also they think that stalking. Yeah. Is there a reason why those two things aren't on the bill?
Reasons was, and I've asked several times in Keys why that hasn't been included. It was just felt by the Department of Home Affairs that it would sit better in another bill. So, frankly, as long as it's in somewhere, then I'll take that as a positive.
Would you say there are enough support services on the island specifically for people who are victims of domestic abuse?
No, there is not enough, definitely.
Is there any...
Frankly, government's response to domestic abuse is simply not good enough at this time.
Space for Action did mention that the lack of services is in part because of a lack of government investment in them. Mm. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Why is that?
I just think it's something that's really not been recognised as a problem before. I think it's something we have just kind of not thought about. I think raising awareness actually is one of the most important things.
And you think hopefully with this bill and with raising more awareness that government might be more inclined to finance more services on the island, do you think?
I think they now have a duty with this legislation to do just that.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
Congratulations, Solutions Hub, the Douglas Gambling Regulations Company, recognised for overcoming economic difficulties by the COVID-19 pandemic. Solutions Hub named Crypto Betting Supplier of the Year at the Acquisition International World Finance Awards. The award highlights firms in the industry have conducted successful business dealings over the last 12 months and through the current climate. Spain's plunged into its deepest recession in modern times because of coronavirus. The Spanish economy shrank 18.5%. in the April to June period, having fallen by 5.2% in the first 3 months of the year. Spain's the worst performer in the Eurozone, seeing its overall GDP decline by a record 12.1%. France's economy has taken a pasting, with GDP falling by 13.8% in the second quarter. And Italy, among the first in Europe to be hit by the pandemic, reported its economy, although less than expected, has contracted by 12.4%. Across the EU, the economic contraction was 11.9%. The official Eurostat agency said the falls are the largest since it began recording figures in 1995.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European equities traded lower as investors monitored corporate earnings and economic data on the last trading session of the month. The dollar slipped as investors worried that the recovery in the US economy will be hampered by the country's struggle to stem the C-19 pandemic. Oil changed little, benefiting from a weaker dollar. Gold rose as the impact of the worsening C-19 pandemic in America hammered the dollar. In corporate news, IAG, the aircraft aircraft, the airline giant was lower after it posted a second quarter operating loss before exceptional items of 1.36 billion euros. BT was in the red after it reported a 13% decline in its first quarter profit as revenue was dented by the pandemic. On the upside, British Land and Land Securities were the top gainers, while LSE rallied after raising its interim dividend following the better than expected half. The numbers at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was down 1.5% at 5,897. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.5% at 12,313. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.5%, 26,196 just after 5 o'clock. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.75% at 10,668. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 currently fractionally down 0.2% at 3,200. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, 31.2 cents, and €1, 11 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up 0.75% at $1,971 per troy ounce, $2,000 per ounce gets even closer, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.5% at $43.08.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookle, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend, the inshore coastal water forecast as follows. Saturday and Sunday, mostly dry and bright with sunny intervals. Sea temperatures 14 degrees Celsius. The wind for tomorrow, west 3 or 4, backing southwesterly later. Wave height 0.3 to 0.6 metres, locally 0.8 in the south at first. Wave period 3 seconds. High water 28 minutes past 10 tomorrow morning. On Sunday, the wind west, backing southwest by the afternoon, force 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Wave height 0.5 to 0.8 metres, locally 1.2 in the south at first. Wave period 3 seconds. High water for Sunday morning, 22 minutes past 11.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
It's only now that businesses on the Isle of Man may start to feel the effects of coronavirus, according to the president of the Isle of Man Chamber of Commerce, Karen Pegg. The Treasury Minister provided a budget update earlier this month confirming some support packages will continue. This is Karen Pegg.
It's quite clear that there are certain businesses that have been able to have some support, and there's lots of businesses and lots of sectors that there was not support available for them, and yet their businesses were still impacted. So I think it's naive to think that ultimately, you know, there isn't going to need to be significant support for, firstly, those businesses that are going to have a withdrawal of the financial support that they've received. And secondly, for those businesses that have been struggling on without any support, and the, you know, the effects of the pandemic might only be starting to show now. The fact that there is still some support for those businesses and sectors that need it is definitely, obviously, very welcome. We'd like to know more in terms of the level of support and what that's going to look like. Ultimately, it might well be that what is being proposed, it isn't sufficient for a lot of businesses. So it's only fair that we obviously make the comment that we look forward to receiving the detail. And obviously we want to continue to feedback any industry trends and issues so that government can react and provide that support if needed.
It has been just over a week now since this budget update was delivered. Have you had that detail that you've been looking for?
I would say that what the Treasury Minister did do, which was fantastic was agreed to a presentation for the Chamber members, which did set out a bit more detail in terms of the multifaceted approach and the strategic issues that obviously the Treasury were looking at in terms of the economic recovery. And that was very, very useful indeed. There's an awful lot of positives, and we agree with a lot of the ideas that have been put in this statement. We're obviously just anxious to continue to work collaboratively and closely with government so that we can try and make the flesh, put the flesh on the bones for those ideas and make them as relevant and as effective as possible for industry, because obviously quite often the devil is in the details.
Manx Radio Sport.
10 to 6. Faster my Dolan Mercer.
Faster my. Good evening. Defending Isle of Man ladies golf champion Linda Simpson is out of the 2020 tournament at Castletown Golf Links. The home player lost her quarterfinal 3-1 to Kaylee Dawson. It was a great night for the Dawson family as Leia knocked out last year's runner-up Shirley Price by a 6-4 margin. Emma Noon and Heather Skinner were the other players to qualify for the semi-finals. The men's semi-finals will feature four Castletown players in Gerald Bradley, Andrew Challoner, John Cork and PJ Vermeulen. Those fixtures take place this evening. A new partnership between Manx Telecom and the island's first ever football club to compete in the FA League will be about more than just money. The company signed a three-year deal with FC Isle of Man, which has recently been given the green light to compete in the North West Counties Football League for next season. It'll be the first offshore club to do so. Manx Telecom CEO Gary Lamb says he hopes to bring more than just financial value to the team.
I think there will be technology things that we can help with, you know, so those kind of things, I think, and you know, there'll be other things that we don't know yet. And I think with a good open relationship and partnership, we'll come up with other things that we can help the team with.
Some big news from further afield and plans for 5,000 people to attend the Goodwood races tomorrow as a trial for a possible return of crowds to sport have been scrapped. The rise in the COVID-19 infection rate in parts of the UK is to blame. Mike Vince has more details.
The Prime Minister announced that not only will Goodwood now be behind closed doors rather than in front of a crowd of 5,000, the Crucible and the Oval in the coming days won't be able to stage their pilot events. It's a huge blow and gives all sports governing bodies, including racing, a clear indication that there is a long, long road ahead.
Football and Newcastle owner Mike Ashley remains 100% committed to the Saudi-based takeover of the club. That's despite them withdrawing their £300 million offer for the Premier League side yesterday. Newcastle's managing director, Lee Charnley, released a statement on behalf of Ashley, confirming the 55-year-old still hopes to sell the club to the Saudi-backed consortium.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
7 minutes to six, the Ben McCree just spinning around in Douglas Harbour at the moment, reversing on to the Lynx Ben. Two arrivals, two departures from Ronald's Way, departing this afternoon, the 4:30 to London City. Left some 8 minutes early. She's back at 8 o'clock tonight. And the Liverpool 10 to 5 departure left a couple of minutes early as well. The Liverpool flight lands at 20 to 7. On the roads, everything should be wrapping up at Douglas Road, Ballasalla, with the traffic signals for electricity cable installation. And also Main Road Bulk Trine and Main Road Union Mills for three-way traffic signals for water main repairs. They should have finished by now. They haven't. Count yourself unlucky. Alexander Road in Castletown's got three-way traffic signals for gas main repairs, and King Edward Road in Growl, two-way traffic signals till the end of August for railway repairs, and Station Road Port St Mary's got 24-hour traffic signals, two-way ones for road resurfacing. All the information is at manxradio.com, powered by Miller Chaps of Ramsey, and for Douglas Promenade, go to myprom.im.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
The Isle of Man is now lagging behind the UK on energy efficiency standards in the private sector, having been ahead more than a decade ago. The details from Ewan Gorn.
The SAP, or SAP, rating, which assesses a home's performance in terms of energy use, has fallen behind on the Isle of Man compared to the UK. In England, the average is 62.2. Here, it's 54.9. Back in 2008, the Manx rating was 53, whereas the UK trailed behind us with 47. An energy efficiency scheme run by the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture paid out to only 2 people as of April last year. It's to fund home improvements like loft insulation, radiator valves and LED light bulbs, all designed to bring down energy bills and cut use of fossil fuels. Minister Geoffrey Boot says he isn't pleased with the drop in the SAP rating.
It is disappointing, and I think in terms of new build, we are now ahead of the UK, and our passive home standard will be the way forward from 2025, and that's better than the UK. But that doesn't address the legacy stock and what's behind that. Yes, we did have energy efficiency grant scheme, and it's still there.
Improvement, do you know?
Yes, a substantial improvement. I can't give you the exact figure, but we have moved that forward. But we know that there are some inadequacies in that, and it doesn't address some of the issues that we would like to address. And that's why we're having a cross-government review of where we might go. And with the climate change agenda and the money that's going to be available there, some of that may well be deployed on improving our housing stock, and particularly SAP ratings overall.
Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister Geoffrey Boot. For more information about DEFA's energy efficiency grants, you can head online to gov.im.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Newsreader, Dolan Mercer, producer Ewan Gorn. 4 weeks today, by the way. It's the start of the 4-day August bank holiday weekend. That means 4 weeks next Tuesday. It's going to be the 1st of September. Can anybody tell me where 2020's gone? Well, it's a cloudy and wet evening tonight. Make the most of it. The weekend's slightly better. Have a wonderful time and stay tuned to Manx Radio. All the information on the news at manxradio.com.